Hello everyone, I am Shefali and welcome to my channel Journey and Beyond Untold Stories. Today we have head of UQ Ventures Nimrod with us. Nimrod brings over 20 years of experience in leadership roles across different sectors, working with startups and larger corporations in Australia, Israel and Argentina. He is a serial founder with a true passion for building new ventures and finding innovative opportunities. Thank you so much for joining us, Nimrod. Hi, Nimrod. Welcome to my channel, Journey and Beyond Untold Stories. How are you? How are things?
I'm very well. Thank you for having me, Shefali.
You're welcome. So without losing time, let's dive into our first question, Nimrod. You are head of UQ Ventures. Can you describe the evolution of UQ Ventures since you began leading it? And what are some of the most significant achievements or changes you have seen through your tenureship?
Excellent. So look, that's a really big question. And I will start to tell you a little bit of the background and legacy. And then I think I will need a little bit of prompt so you can guide me where you want to be. So I started here, I think 9 years ago, maybe 8. And I was engaged by the previous dean of the Faculty of Engineering at the University of Queensland. And I created, it was a pre-accelerator called Idea Hub, mainly for engineering students at the university that wanted to start a business, but they didn't know where to go. So we ran a pilot, ran it for a couple of months. Pilot was successful. And then we pitched the idea to the vice chancellor, which liked the idea and opened the program to everyone in the university. At the same time, UniQuest, which is the tech transfer office at the University of Queensland, was running iLab that started by Queensland government, but university got the rights in 2012 to manage and run it with funding from Queensland government. And in 2016, government decided to stop funding, and the University of Queensland decided to keep running the accelerator funded by UQ, but it was open only to the UQ ecosystem, but that was run by UniQuest. And on top of that, the business school was running the Startup Academy initiative that started by them, mainly for their students. In 2018, the university decided to put in place an entrepreneurship strategy for 4 years and consolidate all the different activities around entrepreneurship that they were quite fragmented under one umbrella. They rebranded entrepreneurship as ventures and moved it to a central unit in the university under global engagement, and now global engagement and entrepreneurship. I think in 2020, I became the head of ventures and started to run all the programs. What we do, we run all the different entrepreneurship programs which are extracurricular, and we do have different programs where our main focus is UQ students. We run early stage programs like Curiosity, then Validate, where we help students to validate the programs, and then added other programs like Lead Hairs to boost the number of female founders in the ecosystem. The Startup Adventures, that was one of our signature programs where we take students to do a 4 weeks internship around the world in ecosystems that are more mature. We take students to Shanghai, Singapore, Shenzhen, Hanoi, and San Francisco. And finally, we also run a few accelerators. So iLab, which is the longest running accelerator in Australia, run in a university framework.
That's great, Nimrod. There's so much happening at UQ Ventures.
And we do like it this way. We always are trying to find new ways to engage with the students and provide more opportunities. Our main focus, it's not founders, but it's the mindset of an entrepreneur. But saying that, we do have students that take the fast lane and become very quickly in successful entrepreneurs. I don't know if you want to hear a couple of success stories, but if you are happy, I can share with you, like last year was a pretty successful year for our ecosystem. We had a couple of our founders raising quite a lot of capital. So we had, for example, Aptoc, founded by Cliff Hutchinson. He raised $20 million with a valuation of $100 million. He was one of the first students that participated in Idea Hub. We had Billy Jeremijenko from Aquila that was showcased and listed as one of the top 100 innovators by the Australian with his business Aquila. We had a couple of other founders like Jonathan Bester that raised $6 million, I think, in Singapore, and Ashley Baxter that was part of iLab that raised almost more than $1 million, and she is now studying global expansion. So really nice stories of students that they were part of the programs, they didn't know what to do after graduation, and now you can see running and managing very successful startups, or in some cases already scale-ups.
That's amazing, Nimrod. There's so much happening in the UK Ventures world. It's good to know that there are so many founders doing so well coming out of UK. UK Ventures is all about entrepreneurship. So how do you see the role of a university-based entrepreneurship program in shaping the next generation of innovators? I know that you've talked about a lot of success stories which has come out recently, but there are so many students at UQ, and how do you see, you know, these students shaping the next generation of innovation or innovators?
So, look, we equip the students with the right skills and the mindset to be successful entrepreneurs, and it's up to them to decide which pathway to take. Some of them, they will start immediately after university running a business. Some of them, they will take these skills, which they're all transferable skills, and they might use them in their job if it's in corporate or government, but I think they will give them a competitive advantage. We really believe in enriching the student experience on campus through these skills, but it's up to them what they want to do. I don't think it's a linear process where you go to a program, you learn about entrepreneurship, and then you will start a business. Life doesn't work like that. And what I notice, a lot of the students will apply to the dream job, but then after a couple of years, they will realize that it's not exactly what they were expecting. And then it's when they will start to think maybe it's time to think about starting their own business.
What common traits do you see in entrepreneurs, student entrepreneurs who come through UQ Ventures and they become very successful?
That's a really good question. Think a couple of traits. It's the willingness and the courage to try new thing, you know, leaving your comfort zone and experiment with new ideas, new activities, new experiences. I think that's what lead then to students to become founders.
That's great. That's a great piece of advice, actually, for anyone who starts a new business, want to start a new business. So you have lived in so many countries. You've worked in Australia, Israel, Argentina. How has your international background influenced your approach to business and entrepreneurship in Australia?
It's the adaptability factor. It's really important to adapt to new situations when you run a business, when you start a business. The condition will constantly change, and you need to know how to pivot and to adapt. I think that's a really good skill to have. Not so easy to learn without exposing yourself and testing your ability to adapt. I think that the best way to do that, and that's one of the reasons why I started the Global Startup Adventure, where we provide here students the chance literally to live for 4 weeks in a different environment. They learn not only about being a part of a startup, but also to be in a different country and get embedded in the local ecosystem, where they literally learn about themselves, how they adapt to a new environment.
Correct. What advice would you give to immigrants who are looking to start their own business in a country like Australia?
Excellent question. The disadvantage that an immigrant has when arrives to a new location, it's the lack of connection and human capital. So my biggest advice is start to connect with as many people as possible. And it's relatively easy because there are plenty of opportunities now that we passed COVID. There are plenty of events where you can go and socialize and meet new people. So just go, be out there, meet, connect, and follow up this connection, because you never know what this next connection can take you.
Yeah, very, very true. This is something I learned in my own startup journey. How has your different cultural perspectives, so say you've lived in so many countries, Australia, Israel, Argentina, so it's culturally very different, right? And how have different cultural perspective and business practices from these countries shaped your leadership style and the way you build teams?
So I think I developed a lot of the ability to adapt myself to different cultures and not making any difference. So at the end, when we are all human being, I think our drive are very similar. And if you put aside, like, people are born in different countries, the essence, like, we are very similar. So saying that, when I meet someone new, I see a new individual and I don't care much about, you know, gender, country and all the rest. I just enjoy listening to their stories and trying to learn as much as possible about what they can enlighten me and what I can learn from them.
Yeah. Very, very true. I think I like to have a similar approach when I go out and meet with people. I want to understand that you are so successful. You're ahead of UQ Ventures. And UQ is one of the elite, prestigious University of Australia, right? So you're at such a powerful position. Was it just talent or it was talent with hard work?
Yeah, look, you are very kind. I don't think it's so prestigious. But it's at the end, like, I think universities and the environment in the university are very similar. You need to learn and again adapt how to thrive in this type of environment. So I think there was plenty of opportunities. The talent here is outstanding, and the students that we have here are quite keen to learn, which made my job really easy. So I think it's a combination of do what you like plus the recipients that they want to learn more. So the combination, I think, was quite powerful and helped me want to do more as long as the students wanted to learn more and do more and experience more. And I think that was part of the success.
Nice. Do you think networking is essential or is very, very important to be a successful entrepreneur?
I think it's one of the most important traits that an entrepreneur can have, because the opportunities are out there. It's just to go and meet people and to uncover them.
Very true. Everyone started different stages, right? So not everyone has the same baseline. Some people come from, like yourself, come from, and like me as well, come from different country and settle down abroad and, you know, try to do good stuff. And some people born here. So everyone has a different baseline. Do you think the character or nature of successful people change over time?
I think you have a learning curve and people learn and again, they adapt, they adjust and they change. Absolutely. Because I think they get more confidence, they think more global and then they act differently. So absolutely, especially, you know, students that started here when they were 18, 19 and then I saw them 4 or 5 years later. They are different people. After that, and it's the experiences, all these experiences that university provide, and then running a business and the responsibility and managing people that make them quite different.
Exposure, I guess. I think exposure changes people, and probably change is the only constant thing. If you don't change, you don't grow. You have lived in different countries and you have moved around quite a bit. Who has been and what has been your source of strength?
Of strength? I think exactly what you say, the fact that I've been exposed to different environment and ecosystem give me a different perspective. And sometimes I can see some stuff that people that haven't been able to live in different regions can see. And I think maybe that's give me certain advantage.
Amazing. So Nimrod, tell us about your friend circle. Are they all successful people like yourself? Or do you think your surroundings impact your success rate?
Look, I socialize with everyone that wants to socialize with me. So that's pretty
sweet.
So that's pretty easy. And literally, I learned to learn from anyone else, regardless the level of success or what they are doing. I really enjoy meeting people that have interesting stories, and a lot of people do have interesting stories. Be able to ask the right questions and listen to them.
Yeah. What is the best piece of advice you have ever received in your life?
Again, it's to give it a try, regardless if you believe that you're going to succeed or not, and just go for it.
Yeah. Nice. Well, thank you so much, Nimrod. And I think my questions ends here. Thank you.